From this time until the end of time, we are the free and independent kingdom of the North.
Give the Starks our reply, cousin.
I will, Your Grace.
Did you see my brother when you were the Starks' guest?
I did.
Tell him he has not been forgotten.
I'll do it.
Come, brothers. Leaving soon.
Be quick about it.
Have yielded Winterfell's Prince Theon.
All of you should do as he commands.
Betray me, and you will wish you hadn't.
Go hail the king!
Oh. Oh.
Get back!
All right now, little bird, you're all right.
Your brother's desert, yeah?
We'll stop here.
I think they're out looking for you.
Yes.
What might this be?
Aemry Lodge, now!
Men will do what must be done.
Guard!
I have something for you from Prince Theon.
When I came to this city, I had nothing. Today, I am the richest man in Carth, with no regrets.
Where are they? Where are my dragons?
Cripple. Let a cripple escape. The boy can't walk, but somehow he slipped past you.
The giant must have took him.
The giant? Hold on. Oh, that's all right then. You let a halfwit escape with a cripple. And Rickon too, the little one.
Gone, along with a wildling woman. The one you were fucking.
Right. Get the horses and the hounds.
Fantasy!
enjoying your first hunt?
So far, hunting seems very similar to riding, my lord.
With hunting, there's blood at the end.
A little boy's.
I was a little boy when I was torn away from my home and brought here. So I kept my word. I never ran away. If I find them soon enough, I won't hurt them. Well, I'll hurt them, but I won't kill them.
Those boys are of far more value to you alive than dead.
They have no value to me missing.
Rob will have sent a force to retake Winterfell by now.
Rob's in the Riverlands. My sister's in Deepwood Mott. She'll get here long before they do. And Ned Stark always said 500 men could hold Winterfell against 10,000. The hounds have the scent. Come, Maester. Don't look so grim. It's all just a game.
You took more food.
We couldn't risk going to the kitchen.
Those people all love you. They would have given you whatever you needed.
And if Theon found out, he'd hang them.
The boy can't survive on walnuts.
I'm fine.
We've been walking since before sunrise. Even Hodor will tire.
Hodor.
Even you, sweet giant.
Hodor.
Oh, yeah, I've got it! Wait, I know that song. Except there's two Winterfell orphans there. Jack and Billy, they'll give us some food.
We can't risk it. If Theon tracks us here, he'll torture them until he finds out where we are.
Billy climbs a tree better than anyone.
You've never seen me climb a tree, little man. They'll be after us with hounds. We had a good start on them, but we can't outrun hounds forever.
Did you pull a knife on me in the night? What's the matter? Can't be the first time you press your bone against a woman's arse.
Let's move.
Where is the first time? How old are you, boy?
I'm a man of the night's watch.
You're a boy who's never been with a girl. Don't your stones start to hurt if you're born forgetful?
Don't call them that.
What, stones? Or bones?
Neither. Both. Move!
I heard they get all swollen and bruised if you don't use them. Of course, maybe that's just what the lads say when they want me feeling sorry for them. As if I'd feel sorry for them. There are no girl crows.
There are no women of the Night's Watch, no.
So the lads just do it with each other?
No.
Never?
Never. I swore an oath.
Are you a sheep at the wall? With your hands, then. No wonder you are so miserable.
Would you please shut up?
Would you please shut up? You think you're better than me, Craw? I'm a free woman.
You're a free woman?
But I might be your prisoner, but I'm a free woman.
If you're my prisoner, you're not a free woman. That's what prisoner means.
And you think you're free? You swore some stupid oath, and now you can never touch a girl.
It was my choice to say the words.
So you don't like girls?
Of course I like girls.
But you chose never to touch them.
That's the price you pay if you want to be a man of the Night's Watch.
So instead of getting naked with a girl, you prefer to invade our land?
Invade your land? Wildlings raid our lands all the time. Some of them try to kill my little brother, a crippled boy.
They're not your lands. We've been here the whole time. You lot came along and just put up a big wall and said it was yours.
My father was Ned Stark.
I have the blood of the first men. My ancestors lived here, same as yours.
So why are you fighting us?
Substance. This is no common assassin.
We hanged 20 men last night.
I don't care if you hanged 100. Man tried to kill me. I want his name and I want his head.
We think it was an infiltrator from the Brotherhood without bands.
Pretentious name for a band of outlaws. We can't allow rebels behind our lines to harass us with impunity. We look like fools and they look like heroes. That's how kings fall. I want them dead. Every one.
Killing them isn't the problem. It's finding them.
You've gone soft, Clegane. I always thought you had a talent for violence. Burn the villages, burn the farms. Let them know what it means to choose the wrong side.
Is that mutton?
Yes, my lord.
I don't like mutton.
I'll bring something else.
Leave it. You hungry?
No.
Of course you are. Eat.
I'll eat in the kitchen later.
It's bad manners to refuse a lord's offer. Sit. Eat. You're small for your age. I suppose you've been underfed your whole life.
I ate it up. I just don't grow.
This will be my last war. Win or lose.
Have you ever lost before?
Do you think I'd be in my position if I'd lost a war? This is the one I'll be remembered for. The War of Five Kings, they're calling it. My legacy will be determined in the coming months. You know what legacy means? It's what you pass down to your children and your children's children. It's what remains of you when you're gone. Harren the Black thought this castle would be his legacy. Greatest fortress ever built. Tallest towers, the strongest walls. The Great Hall had 35 hearths. 35, can you imagine? Look at it now. A blasted ruin. Do you know what happened?
Dragons?
Yes. Dragons happened. Harren Hall was built to withstand an attack from the land. A million men could have marched on these walls and a million men would have been repelled. But an attack from the air with dragon fire. Harren and all his sons roasted alive within these walls. Aegon Targaryen changed the rules. That's why every child alive still knows his name, 300 years after his death.
Aegon and his sisters. It wasn't just Aegon riding his dragon. It was Rhaenys and Visenya too.
Correct. Student of history, are you?
Rhaenys rode Meraxes. Visenya rode Vhagar.
I'm sure I knew that when I was a boy.
Visenya Targaryen was a great warrior. She had a Valyrian steel sword she called Dark Sister.
She's a heroine of yours, I take it.
Are most girls more interested in the pretty maidens from the songs? John Keel, flowers in her hair?
Most girls are idiots.
You remind me of my daughter. Where did you learn all this stuff about the Senya and her Valyrian steel sword?
From my father.
He's a well-read stonemason. Can't say I've ever met a literate stonemason.
Have you met many stonemasons, my lord?
Careful now, girl. I enjoy you, but be careful. Take that back to the kitchen. Eat what you want. Girl. My lord. Low-born girls say, my lord, not my lord. If you're going to pose as a commoner, you should do it properly.
My mother served Lady Dustin for many years, my lord. She taught me how to speak properly.
You're too smart for your own good. Has anyone told you that?
Yes.
Go on.
I beg pardon, sir. I should have come to you after to thank you for saving me. You were so brave.
Brave? A dog doesn't need courage to chase off rats.
Does it give you joy to scare people?
No, it gives me joy to kill people. Spare me. You can't tell me Lord Eddard Stark of Winterfell never killed a man.
It was his duty. He never liked it.
Is that what he told you? He lied. Killing's the sweetest thing there is.
Why are you always so hateful?
You'll be glad of the hateful things I do someday when you're queen. And I'm all that stands between you and your beloved king.
I've demanded a meeting of the 13. One of them did this or knows who did.
You are one of the 13.
If I wanted your dragons, I would have taken them. They mean nothing to me on their own.
Nothing? They're more valuable than anything in the world.
So you look inside my vault and see what selling your dragons would buy me I cannot buy already. We will get them back.
There is no we. So why would you help me get them back?
I took you under my protection in front of the rulers of my city. A man is what others say he is and no more. If they say that Zaru Zohan Doxos is a liar, my word is worth nothing. I cannot let this thing happen to you under my roof.
But it did happen under your roof.
Khaleesi, many times in my life, I have...
I don't care where you've been.
Because we don't live in stone castles. We can't make steel as good as yours, it's true, but we're free. Someone tried to tell us we couldn't lie down as man and woman. We'd shove a spear up his ass. We don't go serving some shit king who's only king because his father was.
No. No, you serve Mance Rayder, the king beyond the wall.
We chose Mance Rayder to lead us. He was a crow, same as you.
But you wanted to be free. Well, you could be free too. You don't need to live your whole life taking commands from old men. Wake up when you want to wake up. Like a joy, the streams to fish, the woods to run. Build yourself a cabin and find a woman to lie with in the night. You're a pretty lad. Girls would claw each other's eyes out to get naked with you.
Walk.
I could teach you how to do it.
I know how to do it.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
And what did she say?
She admires your spirit, Your Grace.
And what then? If every man were held accountable for the actions of every distant relative, Sir Alton, we'd all hang.
She tore the paper in half, Your Grace.
You've acted with honour. I thank you for it. Lord Carstark, see that Sir Alton's pen is clean. And give him a hot supper.
Sir Alton's pen is occupied, Your Grace. The prisoners from the Yellow Fork.
Too many prisoners.
Is there room for Sir Alton?
Does he need to lie down?
Have the men build him a new pen. Put him in with the Kingslayer for now. And your boy watch over them.
Thorin!
That will be all.
Your Grace, a minute of your time.
I've been treating your wounded men.
And my enemies, as some of my bannermen are fond of mentioning.
They're not my enemies.
That's what I tell my bannermen.
I've already run through the supplies I brought with me. Some are easily replaced. Egg yolks, turpentine, oil of roses.
But some are not.
I need silk for stitching. I need fennel root for those with fever, willow bark. Mostly I need milk of the poppy. You saw what it was like to amputate a foot without any. I assume there will be more loss of limb before this war is over.
If you need help finding these...
I know where to find them. I'm sorry, I shouldn't interrupt you.
Continue, my lady.
You'll ride into the crag to negotiate a surrender.
Yes.
The crag will have a meister, and he will have what I need.
I expect he will.
If I could write a list...
Come with me to the crag.
I don't think that'll be...
Let the maester show you his stores. I want the wounded men to be treated well. All the wounded men.
Sent.
Try again.
We circled this farmhouse twice. There's no sign of them.
We could start the search fresh in the morning, my lord.
I'm looking at spending the rest of my life being treated like a fool and a eunuch by my own people. Ask yourself, is there anything I wouldn't do to stop that from happening? The hounds will find the scent again. I'll beat them until they do. I'll whip every man here until I have both those boys in hand. And once I've got them, the pampered little shits. It's better to be cruel than weak. Prince Theos!
Where are they? Umalos, the Stark boys, where are they?
Don't know, I see no one.
Oh! Think harder.
I swear, my lord. I don't know.
My lord. Over here.
I think I found what we're looking for. Send the old man home.
Go back to Winterfell.
Take him back.
Theon, don't do it.
He came back.
As soon as I... Do you know anything?
Arya is dead.
I know. She was a good...
She's dead. She died alone. She died for me and I couldn't protect her.
Doria?
We can't find her. She must be dead too. I led my people out of the Red Waste and into the slaughterhouse.
I should have been here.
You went to find your ship.
My place is by your side. I shouldn't have left you alone with these people.
These people?
They are not to be trusted.
And who is to be trusted? Who are my people? The Targaryens. I only knew one, my brother, and he would have let 1,000 men rape me if it had got him the crown. The Dothraki? Most of them turned on me the day that Khal Drogo fell from his horse.
Your people are in Westeros.
People in Westeros don't know I'm alive.
They will soon enough.
And then what? They'll pray for my return, they'll wave dragon banners and shout my name. That's what my brother believes, and he was a fool.
You are not your brother. Trust me, Khaleesi.
There it is. Trust me. And it's you I should trust, Ser Jorah. Only you. I don't need trust any longer. I don't want it, and I don't have room for it.
You're too young to be so.
And you were too familiar.
Forgive me, Khaleesi. No one can survive in this world without help. No one. Let me help you. Please. Tell me how.
Find my dragon.
How long do we get back to your crows?
We're close.
A day? A half day? You don't know, do you? Do you even know where they are?
We're close.
What do you think they'll say when they hear about you and me?
Nothing happened between you and me.
I swear it, old Master King Crow, sir. We were only close together for warmth. And then I felt it right up against me backside like a club. I can show you the bruise on my tailbone. And before I knew what was where, his... Well, it was all out in the open, all angry, as you like. And I didn't want it, but, oh, I did. And he spread me legs and ruined. The shame of it. Now I can never marry a perfumed lord. What will my poor savage father say?
Turn back around.
And I thought that we were done, but he said...
Turn back around.
I'll tell you what, Jon Snow. Since it's going to be your word against mine, and since you can't talk about it without blushing, me as well, Jos.
What, right here in the muck?
Now, I'll keep you warming up. Are you that afraid of it?
That's enough.
No, it's nice. And wet. No.
Enough.
I don't have tea. All right. All right. God, you're dull.
Should have took me while you had the chance. death. If the Queen sees, I can have Geoffrey's children now.
Help me flip it over.
Where are you going?
To tell her Grace.
Do you understand? Your mother might have prepared you. You flowered, my dear, no more.
My mother told me, but I thought it would be different.
In what way?
I thought it would be less messy.
Wait until you birth a child.
You're a woman now. Do you have any idea what that means?
I'm fit to bear children for the king.
A prospect that once delighted you, bringing little princes and princesses into the world. The greatest honor. For a queen. Geoffrey's always been difficult. Even his birth, I labored a day and a half to bring him into this world. You cannot imagine the pain. I screamed so loudly, I was sure Robert would hear me in the Kingswood.
His Grace was not with you.
Robert was hunting. That was his custom.
Whenever my time was near,
my royal husband would flee to the trees with his huntsmen and his hounds. And when he returned, he would present me with some pelts or a stag's head, and I would present him with a baby. Not that I wanted him there, mind you. I had Grandmeister Pycelle, an army of midwives, and I had my brother. When they told Jamie he wasn't allowed in the birthing room, he smiled and asked which one of them proposed to keep him out. Geoffrey will show you no such devotion. You may never love the king, but you will love his children.
I love his grace with all my heart.
That's so very touching to hear. Permit me to share some womanly wisdom with you on this very special day. The more people you love, the weaker you are. You'll do things for them that you know you shouldn't do. You'll act the fool to make them happy, to keep them safe. Love no one but your children. On that front, a mother has no choice.
But shouldn't I love Geoffrey, Your Grace?
You can try, little dove.
Who did you say your mother was again?
Cinder Lannister.
She the fat one?
Well, perhaps she's gotten a little larger than
No, there's only one fat Lannister. She was your mother, you'd know it.
I squired for you once, you know.
When?
The tournament, the day of Willem Frey's wedding.
I went to Willem Frey's wedding?
You did. Your squire had gotten so drunk the night before that he threw
up. He threw up on his horse on the way to the tourney ground. What was his name?
Brian.
Poor lad. That was my brother's doing, I seem to recall. I remember you. You'd never squired for anyone before.
That's right. I ran up and volunteered. You know, let me, my lord, let me. My father was furious. Afraid I'd embarrass our family in front of the family.
You didn't, though.
You really remember?
You knew when you were needed and when to go away. It's a rare talent. Most of my squires, they mean well, but young men with big jobs, they tend to overdo them.
Well, when I think back to that day...
You were saying?
Never mind. It's embarrassing.
More embarrassing than being chained to a post covered in your own shit.
I remember everything about that day. Your helmet, your horse, the rake lines in the dirt along the list, where the sun was in the sky when you knocked Balon Swan from his horse, and the dent in your shield when you handed it back to me. I'll remember it all until I die. That was the best day of my life. And I remember being on the field after it was over. All the competitors were done, I was the last one out there. But I couldn't leave. I couldn't bring myself to go and sit with my family at a table so far on the edge of the feast you could barely even see the bride. And I couldn't bear to tell them what it had been like squiring for you. But I knew that they could never have the faintest idea what I was talking about.
I understand completely.
How could you? Sorry, I didn't mean to doubt you. It's just that I...
I was 16 once. I also had to replace someone's squire on short notice.
Which night was it?
Barrison Selmy. Fight against the Kingswood Outlaws before your time.
What was he like?
He was a painter. A painter who only used red. I couldn't imagine being able to fight like that. Not back then. And to help him do it, to be a part of something that perfect. I don't need to explain how that felt, not to you.
It's hard to put into words.
It's like stepping into a dream you've been dreaming for as long as you can remember and finding out that the dream is more real than your life. Leaving that battlefield was like being dragged off to prison.
Did you squire for him again?
No. I didn't have your gift. You couldn't take a step without stepping on me. I was awful. Complete liability. Until one of the outlaws decided to take on a 16-year-old squire. It's a good thing I am who I am. I'd have been useless at anything else. I'm not well suited for imprisonment. Shocking, I know. Some men are. That's Stark. I imagine he made an excellent prisoner right up until the end. Not me, though. My life left me uniquely unfit for constraint.
When have you thought about it?
Of course. Every day.
And?
Good prisoners breed good jailers, apparently. Starks are very careful.
There is a way, I think. It wasn't possible until now.
What is it?
It's actually quite simple.
Well, let me help you.
You'll only have to do one thing.
Tell me.
You'll have to die.
cure or the end all. This man must sail past Old Valyria. All who travel too close to the doom must have protection.
I didn't come here for lessons.
No, you came for the dragons.
You have them. Where are they?
Draw your sword. See what your stealers were. You want to please the mother of dragons. You love her.
Where are the dragons?
Will you betray her again, Jorah the Undull? Will you betray her again?
Never.
The thief you seek is with her now.
I did not leave the comfort of my home to come to yours and be called a thief.
No one is calling you a thief.
Who is she to accuse us?
Please, they're my children. I'm begging you.
Begging us? It wasn't very long ago you were threatening us.
Without me, the dragons will die.
It will be for the best. Your dragons will bring the world nothing but death and misery, my dear. If I knew where they were, I would not tell you.
You are cruel, my friend. The mother of dragons is in the right. She must be reunited with her babies. I will help you, Khaleesi.
How?
I will take you to the House of the Undying, where I have put them.
You have my dragons.
When I learned you were coming to our city, I made an arrangement with the King of Khan. He procured them for me.
But there is no King of Khan.
There is now. That was the other half of the arrangement.
You would keep your gates and your minds closed to everything outside your walls. But Karth cannot remain the greatest city that ever was if it refuses to change. I will open Karth to the world, as I have forced it to open itself to me.
Your ambition is an inspiration. But like all upstarts, you overreach.
Three dragons the size of cats and an alliance with a charlatan do not make you a king.
An upstart and a charlatan. Empires have been built by less. Those on the margins often come to control the center, and those in the center make room for them, willingly or otherwise.
The mother of dragons will be with her babies. She will give them her love, and they will thrive by her side. Forever. A mother should be with her children. Where will you run to, Daenerys Stormborn? The dragons wait for you in the House of the Undying. Come see them.
Lady Stark!
No, father.
Keep your hands off me, woman.
Don't enter without an invitation, man.
Forgive me. Lady Stark.
What is it?
I caught the Kingslayer.
Wait for him.
Any man who stands between a father and his vengeance asks for death.
Lord Glorstock, this man is our prisoner.
This monster killed my son.
And crippled mine. He will answer for his crimes, I promise you. But not here.
I will have his head. And if you try and stop me...
You will strike me down. Have you forgotten me, sir? I am the widow of your liege lord, Eddard Stark. I am the mother of your king.
And where is our king now?
You know very well. He has gone to the crag to accept the surrender.
Aye, gone to the crag. But not to negotiate. He brought that foreign bitch with him.
How dare you? Threatening my lady is an act of treason.
Treason? How can it be treason to kill Lannisters?
I understand your grief, my lord, better than most I understand it. But in the name of my son, the king in the north, stand down.
When your son returns, I will demand this murderer's head.
Wise men do not make demands of kings.
Fathers who love their sons do. I will have his head.
Thank you for fighting on my behalf, Lady Stark. I would have come to your defense, but...
Take him to the stockade. Bind him with every chain you can find.
You've become a real she-wolf in your later years. There's not much fish left in you.
And gag him!
Since when do you light your own candles?
Since I decided that I can't stand to look at any of my handmaidens for another instant. How many times can you read one raven scroll?
Stannis Baratheon's fleet has been spotted sailing north past Toth. 200 ships.
More than we have?
Yes, that's more than we have. He'll be at our gates within 5 days, 4 if he has the wind.
We have strong high walls. We'll rain fire down on them from above.
Rain fire on them from above. You're quoting father, aren't you?
Why not? He has a good mind for strategy, doesn't he?
Call it tactics, not strategy. But yes, he does have a good mind for it. The best mind, some would say. Sadly, he's not here. It's just you, me, and Joffrey. The Lord of the Seven Kingdoms and Protector of the Realm.
I'm sure you'll make a point eventually.
He needs to stop acting like a king. This war you started is coming to our doorstep. And if the entire city wants Joffrey dead...
I'm not the one giving the boy whores to abuse.
I thought the girls might help him.
Did you?
I was wrong. If we can't control him...
Do you think I haven't tried? He doesn't listen to me.
It's hard to put a leash on a dog... Once you've put a crown on its head.
I always hoped he'd be like Jamie. He looks like him. In a certain light.
The boy's more Robert than Jamie.
Robert was a drunken fool, but he didn't enjoy cruelty. Sometimes I wonder.
What?
If this is the price. For what we've done. For our sins.
Sins? The Targaryens...
Wed brother and sister for hundreds of years, I know. It's what Jamie and I would say to each other in our moments of doubt. It's what I told Ned Stark when he was stupid enough to confront me. Half the Targaryens went mad, didn't they? What's the saying? Every time a Targaryen is born, the gods flip a coin.
You've beaten the odds. Tommen and Marcella are good, decent children, both of them.
Way! Go to the king! There's lots of king!
treason!
Self-saving Lannisters!
Yes?
Back off, you!
No, I won't!
Come. You say, will yes.
The sun returns at dawn, my lady. So they say. Kingslayer won't last the night. The more they drink, the angrier they'll get. And when the Karstarks draw their swords, who wants to die defending a Lannister? Come. I need to be alone with him.
Milady, our orders...
Your orders, which I just gave you, are to leave me alone with him.
Come to say goodbye, Lady Stark. I believe it's my last night in this wild. Is that a woman?
Do you hear them out there? They want your head.
Old Lord Karstark doesn't seem to like me.
You strangled his son with your chains.
Oh. Was he the one on guard duty? He was in my way. Any knight would have done the same.
You are no knight. You have forsaken every vow you ever took.
So many vows. They make you swear and swear. Defend the king, obey the king, obey your father, protect the innocent, defend the weak. But what if your father despises the king? What if the king massacres the innocent? It's too much. No matter what you do, you're forsaking one vow or another. Where did you find this beast?
She is a truer knight than you will ever be. Kingslayer.
Kingslayer. What a king he was. Here's to Aerys Targaryen, the second of his name, Lord of the Seven Kingdoms, protector of the realm, and to the sword I shoved in his back.
You are a man without honor.
Do you know, I've never been with any woman but Cersei. So in my own way, I have more honor than poor old dead Ned. What was the name of that bastard he fathered?
Brienne.
No, that wasn't it. Snow. Bastard from the north. Now, when good old Ned came home with some horse baby, did you pretend to love it? No. You're not very good at pretending. You're an honest woman. You hated that boy, didn't you? How could you not hate him? The walking, talking reminder that the Honorable Lord Eddard Stark fucked another woman.
Sword.
I told you what would happen. All of you. I told you what would happen if you served me loyally. And what would happen if you did not?
What are you doing?
There are a few more who still question whether your new lord means what he says. Here is the answer to your question.